Feel like a gloomy Gus? The glass is always half empty. You can't seem to reach the sunny side of the street? Well, author Jim Jensen has some tips for you to change your life around, and he joins us now on the line. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Susan. Just a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. First of all, what is your first suggestion in your book, Seven Keys to Unlock Your Full Potential?
My first suggestion?
Yes.
Read it.
Okay.
The seven keys, let me talk about the first key. The first key is to understand the true relationship between the conscious and subconscious areas of our mind. These are not two different minds, but rather they're two spheres of the same mind. And most of us have been educated to understand that the subconscious handles our bodily functions. It grows our hair, our nails, will help heal a wound, digests our food. But many people are not aware that the subconscious is also a servo mechanism that works on our behalf 24/7, and it carries out what we command it and what the information we give to it by the conscious area of the mind, and will work just as hard to achieve something that might be negative as something positive. For example, we use a metaphor in the book to visualize an ocean liner going across the sea. And the conscious area of the mind would be like the captain who's up in the helm of the ship, barking out signals to the crew, full speed ahead, port starboard, 10 degrees north, whatever. And the crew is like the subconscious, which could be down in the engine room of the ship, below the water level, can't even see where the ship is going. And they just carry out the orders and say, aye, aye, sir, not minding whether they run the ship into the rocks, hit another vessel, or get it safely to its destination. So this is working, again, on our behalf 24/7. And therefore, it's not so important what we say to others or what others say to us, but it's extremely important what we say to ourselves.
That's a little trick I have when I have a really difficult day, several shows or something like that, and I wake up and I think, oh no, I've got so much work to do. And then I just say to myself, hey, it's a challenge. You can do it. It'll be fun. And then it changes your whole thing. It really is true. It's all in your head.
Exactly. The second key is the incredible power of our own self-talk. And again, although people, when I mention this, will be aware of this, they don't consciously think about it, that we, all of us, talk to ourselves all day long at the rate of 150 to 300 words a minute, over 50,000 thoughts a day, which is called self-talk. I mean, your listeners right now are talking to themselves about what they're hearing. They're assessing what they think about this. They're thinking about the rest of the day. What are they doing for lunch? Where are they going to dinner? I mean, all these thoughts that run through our brain. So again, as I just said a few minutes ago, that we need to be very mindful of what we say to ourselves. And when we catch ourselves, just like you say, gosh, it's a tough day or I've got too much. So wait a minute, time out, cancel. You know, it's a great day. I've got plenty of energy. I've got plenty of time. And again, re-instruct the subconscious is like the hardware in a computer. And the conscious mind is like the software. It's just data input. We come into the world as a totally empty vessel. We don't have an opinion, thought, belief, attitude about anything. But through well-intending parents, older siblings, coaches, teachers, whatever, we get a lot of data input that begins to shape who we become. But the good news is we have the capacity to reprogram or change any of that data we want through the use of our self-talk. So those are the two kind of combinations of the relationship between the conscious and subconscious, and then being fully, fully aware of how we talk to ourselves. And then we have additional keys in the book that give instructions on how to properly do that and how to properly reprogram the subconscious.
Thank you, Jim.